rep that red and blue. She just as dope as any city that's under the sun. But I must admit that living here ain't always worlds of fun. Just take a look at Prospect and it ain't hard to see that we got them rough spots and yes they got needs. Everybody's block ain't lit up like them plaza lights. Bills high, so houses missing that power and light.
We're going to go ahead and bring on a very special guest here in a few minutes. He stars in the National Football League. He's going to bring a youth football camp to KCK. Matter of fact, it's his third camp, the third annual camp. So we'll bring him on here in a second. After that, we'll bring on your friend, retired Los Angeles Police Sergeant Cheryl Dorsey, will join us to discuss what you talked about, the killings, church killings in South Carolina. Very unfortunate, sad. We'll break that down. We'll also break down some of these police brutality cases going on nationally. So we'll bring on Cheryl Dorsey, fresh off of CNN, and also Tavis Smiley, Rich. So she's getting around. She's getting big, man. I don't know. We'll take a break for the Kingdom Word at 8:15. We'll come back at 8:30 and bring on our good friend, Terry Allen. We'll discuss controversial article in the Kansas City Star yesterday, Rich, that kind of dumped on women a little bit. Obesity versus overweight. We'll talk about that article. We'll also talk about her appearance, of course, yesterday on Fox 4 News. But anyway, without further ado, let's go ahead and bring on our very special guest. Hopefully he'll take it easy on our Kansas City Chiefs here in a couple of months. We'll talk about the upcoming youth camp and also the National Football League. Ladies and gentlemen, give a warm welcome to Kansas City native Daryl Stuckey on the Reggie and Wayne Show. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Thanks for being patient. We're doing great. And Daryl, man, you've been busy, man. I mean, you were in San Diego. You're a Kansas City native. Everybody's talking about the youth camp that you're going to be having this weekend in Kansas City, Kansas. Daryl, is it still free?
Heck yeah, it's still free.
Okay,
it's
still free. Okay, so ain't no charge and all that. Okay.
Nah, it's still free.
So listeners, there you go. Free camp, football camp that's provided and also sponsored by Daryl Stuckey. How you doing, man? We're glad to have you back. This is your second appearance on the Reggie and Wayne Show. And before we get into the National Football League, can you talk about the camp coming up this weekend? Do you need volunteers? I mean, what do we need to do here in Kansas City?
I mean, to be honest, it's been awesome. And like you said before, it'll be free as long as God's still God. And I know.
That's right. Which is forever.
Yeah, I know. It's infinite. It's a circle. It never has a beginning, never has an end. So I know for the camp that it's been a blessing. Man. We expected a little over 250 kids. And we have volunteers. We're loaded in and locked in with our volunteers. And it's a group made up of friends that I played against, played with in college, and a few in high school that went on to play elsewhere in college. And then coaches that coached against me or coached me in high school. And I think it's going to be an amazing day. Built with fun. And I actually host and maintain the whole entire camp. So a lot of people show up and be surprised. Like, I guess a lot of celebrities need to go to do camp sometimes. I mean, I'm not knocking on anybody, but sometimes they're not there the whole time. And they don't realize that me and my wife put this whole thing together, and I'm actually running the whole thing. So it's a fun day. It's a positive atmosphere. We treat it like a world-class camp. They get T-shirts, bottles, Bibles, bags, autograph cards. They get a whole bunch of stuff. So it'll be fun.
And I'm going to tell you right now, Daryl, and I'm also from Kansas City, Kansas, and Reggie, this is unprecedented that a talent of the National Football League has come to Kansas City, Kansas, and given this type of camp. And to find out more about it, matter of fact, to register and come on out, simply log on online and visit livingforone.com. That is living, the number 4, and then one spelled out, .com. You can also go to massfulnews.com. Free camp. I know it's in KCK or Missouri. Children also welcome.
Oh, everybody is.
Okay, so everybody.
It's at Bishop Ward High School, and it's been there, and Bishop Ward opened a facility for us all 3 years, and it's been an amazing opportunity for us. So we go there, and we do all individuals. We do every position. We have coaches that are qualified to coach every single position, and then we also do stations, work on technique, play 7-on-7, and we play a little bit of ultimate football. So it's an amazing day, and it's going to be a pretty fun day. I'm always excited for it.
And listeners, if you have a child who wants to, well, let's see, what's the age limit?
Age is unbelievably 4 to 18.
Wait a minute, 4?
Exactly.
Whoa!
So we just wearing kids out, people. It's gonna be a great day. We got it set up because I'm a sponsor and a donor of Case United, which is a youth football league, and they do have presidents like that goes down to 4 and 5. Like, that's basically just touch football, intra-level football, like no tackling and all that stuff. And then so we opened up to high school because I was going to make it available for everybody. But we put them in groups, and we split them up, divide them by age, so their ages is never with the younger kids. So the whole time, we made a blueprint that works very efficiently and very great. We just did it last week in San Diego. I just had a camp last week in San Diego. And the same exact lineup, basically, the same exact blueprint. And the kids went down to 7 to 18. And that one did. Cause I don't have a league there that has a presence for 4 and 5-year-olds. It's tough to get them out there, but we're mindful. We know how to work with them. And it's just a great opportunity for us to give back and to give these kids a quality camp. There'll be a couple other of my teammates there from the Chargers that are natives, that are locals. So it'd be exciting to be there. Exciting day for everybody.
Outstanding. And Kansas City, along with team captain and also safety with the San Diego Chargers, Daryl Stuckey. Free camp coming up this weekend for youth ages 4 to 15. Wow, 4, Reg. 4.
18.
Oh, 18, okay.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at the flyer. Okay. Oh, we need to adjust this flyer. Okay. So 4 to 18.
It was an initial flyer that went out that was 4 to 15, and then I corrected it and went back and was like, we're not going to just cut it off at 15. You can't just tell everybody in high school they only half of y'all can come. Just a freshman and sophomore, not junior and senior. we went back, and after about, I think it was out for like the first week, and then I was like, no, we got to increase that. We can go to 18. It's one of the things that we made the flyer, and the flyer was awesome, and I was like, I was overlooked that. In fact, he put 15 instead of 18, but it worked out. It's awesome.
When are you going to do the old school league?
Oh, good question, Reggie.
I think,
Daryl, you got to do something for us, man.
I think when I retire, I'm going to go ahead and
shut up. Okay.
Hey, Daryl.
I might be tempted to, y'all might start talking stuff to me. I got to make sure I ain't got no liability. Come out there and play.
Hey, Daryl. I'm 43. Yeah. Reg, what are you, 52?
Yeah, man, kicking 53. You know.
Okay, we got a
big party. Are you good? We just put those numbers around. We'll be good. Y'all ready to go.
And listeners, that free camp will be at 16th and Armstrong at Bishop Ward this weekend. And we encourage you to register.
Registration starts at 8:15. Registration starts at 8:15.
8:15? Okay.
Yeah. Camp is from 9 to 1. And we will provide lunch. And we provide a whole bunch of other stuff, hydration. We'll keep them good and keep them nice. And at the end, we'll have a nice little talk and chat while they're eating lunch with me. They ask any questions, I'll share with them some of my ups and downs and how to work through life and navigate yourself to be successful in a different light and just inspiring them just to do more and to achieve their goals, but being willing to put themselves in position to succeed. I mean, in sports, we always want our coaches to put us in a position to succeed, position to do
That's
well.
Right.
But we got to position ourselves and our lives to succeed.
Outstanding. And listeners, once again, visit living41.com on the web. That is living, the number 4, and then 1 spelled out, .com. Get your kid registered. They'll learn all the basic fundamentals.
Yeah, they can do it. They can do it that way, but they can also go through USA Football, which will probably be a little bit easier.
Oh, okay.
So if they go through USAFootball.com and then just basically you go to camps and then search my name, Daryl, it all come up and all the camp stuff is there. And because I'm actually doing a lot of updating to my website, we're gonna launch it again like Thursday, and it's gonna be awesome. We haven't really updated in like a couple of years, and this new one's gonna be customized and be pretty ridiculous. So it's gonna be awesome.
Oh, okay. And listeners, you can also go to massbonews.com. I have a very, just a cute little flyer that you click on and you can just register. So you can go to massbonews.com too, which is also easy to sign up for the free camp. And Daryl, before we let you get out of here, we got to talk about your team, man.
Of course.
Last year I loved you guys, and I thought Philip Rivers kind of came into his own. And this year you guys came out, you gave him a running back in the first round. I think you guys took a linebacker in the second. I mean, just your general thoughts on the upcoming season, and what do you expect? Are you guys going to make the playoffs this year? You almost did it last year.
I'm excited about the season, man. We got a couple new faces in the locker room, but, I mean, it's an exciting time for us. We had a really, really good spring and a really, really good offseason. The OTAs was a great time for us, and I think that our leadership is is intact. You know, so you bring in new faces, but it's a core that you keep together and that you elevate and keep pushing to implement the standards and the high expectations of your team. And regardless of what you've done in the past, that team that comes in, that comes together, has to believe. And I think in the end, that no matter what, it does you no good if there's one or two people on your team that doesn't believe in it, it's going in a different direction. Because the greatest thing about sports is we do it because there's nothing like being amongst a group of people and achieving something that you couldn't achieve on your own. But you have to be on the same page. You have to be willing to believe, and you have to be moving in the same direction. And there has to be a little bit of selflessness in there, too. But without selflessness, you can't do it. Nobody plays a team sport to get their own success. That doesn't work. You'll never have success as a team with individual selfishness.
And I know Reggie's playing the music, which means I'm going to go ahead and let you go. I know you're very busy. I'm going to leave with this thought. And the Chargers have done something the Chiefs haven't done, and that you guys have beaten Peyton Manning. And he's getting old. I mean, somebody has to knock him off this year. I don't want to see Denver winning the division this year. Either Chargers or Chiefs, somebody. Peyton Manning,
he has to go down this year. It's going to be a good one. You tune in. It's going to be a good one.
All right, and listeners, that was Daryl Stuckey, safety with the San Diego Chargers. Free camp coming up this weekend. For more on that and also details on how to register, simply go to masculinist.com. And Daryl, thanks for joining us. We'll bring you back. We'll bring you back at the end of the season. Take it easy on our Chiefs, though. Okay.
All right. It's gonna be a good one. I plan on going back to the Pro Bowl, so
I didn't even mention Pro Bowl. I said team captain, also Pro Bowl safety. Daryl Stuckey with the Chargers. All right. Thanks for joining us, sir.
No problem. Have a good one, sir.